Next item on the agenda is Rodney Ellis, 07-1012. Mr. McGinnis. Morning, Ben.
Morning, sir. Kathy, if I could have the lights, please. Mr. Rodney Ellis is requesting authorization to install three low-profile timber groins extending 48 feet channelward to mean high water, artificially nourished with approximately 230 cubic yards of clean sand adjacent to his property situated along Portobago Bay in Caroline County. Both wetland and subaqueous permits are required for the project. To previously say the project is located on Portobago Bay, roughly in the location the arrow here is pointing to. This is in Caroline County, and this is the line that separates Caroline from Essex County. Just an aerial view here. A gently sloping sand beach as much as 30 feet in width and a steep bank of up to 25 feet in height characterized the applicant's property. Several nearby property owners have previously chosen to install timber bulkheads and groins similar to those requested by the applicant. In fact, during your meeting this past March, the commission unanimously approved a similar project immediately upstream of the applicant at the property of his neighbor, Mrs. Margaret Blevins. That was BMRC number 070139. So he's directly next door to her. Almost the exact identical project as well. The applicant is proposing to install 200 linear feet of timber bulkhead and three low-profile timber groins. The groins will be artificially nourished again with 230 cubic yards of clean sand. So you can see here in the drawing, this is the property line here, so he'll be tying into Mrs. Blevin's bulkhead, extending across to an existing bulkhead on the other property, and they'll be installing three groins that will be artificially nourished in this area here. The proposed bulkhead is landward of mean high water and therefore will not require a permit from the commission. And again, the proposed project will result in impacts to both subaqueous bottom and non-vegetated tidal wetlands under the commission's jurisdiction. This is just a cross-section drawing. The bulkhead is being proposed approximately 8 feet out in front of the existing bank, but again, it is above mean high water, so the commission will not have jurisdiction over that. And this is just a cross-section of the low-profile timber groin, fairly standard design. Since Caroline County has not yet adopted the model wetland zoning ordinance, the Marine Resources Commission is responsible for administering the provisions of Chapter 13 of Title 28.2 of the Code of Virginia in that locality. As a result, the Commission will be acting as the wetland board for those portions of the project involving tidal wetlands, as well as the encroachments over state-owned submerged land. This is just a photograph looking upstream here. This is portions of Mrs. Blevin's property, and then further down is actually Mr. Ellis's. So it's fairly similar circumstances here. This is standing at the corner of Mrs. Blevin's and his property back this past winter. You can actually see the bay was frozen over that day. This is looking out. And again, standing right at the edge of Ms. Blevin's property, looking up, you can see the bulkhead in the background from Mr. Rodriguez, his other neighbor, so he'll be tying into that, as well as to the bulkhead that you can see where the stake is here. The commission had actually required that this be moved back, the alignment of the bulkhead, so the bulkhead will come in through generally this vicinity on Ms. Blevin's, and he'll connect from this point back up in that direction. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science Shoreline Permit Application Report, dated July 11, 2007, suggests the use of a riprap revetment rather than a proposed bulkhead, but acknowledges in their impact summary that the bulkhead will not have any impact within jurisdictional wetlands. The report goes on to state that the proposed nourishment is expected to minimize adverse impacts on downdrift shorelines as a result of the proposed groins. Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, in an email dated July 18, 2007, stated the proposed project is in a designated bald eagle concentration area and recommends a time of year restriction which would preclude construction activities during the periods of May 1st to July 31st and December 1st to February 28th. In addition, they have recommended that strict erosion and sediment control measures be utilized, the use of a low water sill and core logs rather than proposed bulkhead, and compensation for loss of wetland resources at a ratio of at least 1:1. Department of Conservation and Recreation, in a memorandum dated July 11, 2007, stated the proposed project would not impact any documented state-listed plants or insects or state natural area preserves. They also note that the project is located within a bald eagle concentration area and that at the Parker's pipewort, a rare plant has been historically documented within the area. In addition, they go on to state the proposed project must comply with the Chesapeake Bay Preservation Area designation and management regulations as enforced through locally adopted ordinances. And no other state agencies provided comments, and no individuals have voiced opposition to the proposal. And get into the summary and recommendation. And Kathy, you can turn the lights back on. In this case, staff prefer to see the use of a riprap revetment rather than a vertical bulkhead, as was recommended by VIMS. However, since the applicant has aligned the bulkhead landward of mean high water, the permit is not required for this portion of the proposed project. Accordingly, since impacts resulting from the use of tidal wetlands and state-owned submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all of the factors contained in sections 20.2-1205A and 20.2-1302 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the project be approved as proposed. Staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $169.20 for the encroachment of the proposed nourishment over 3,384 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. Staff would also typically recommend a royalty for the encroachment of timber groins over state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. However, since the proposed groins have been designed to meet the requirements of the Commission's general permit VGP number 2 for groins, and since royalties are not assessed for groins permitted under this general permit, staff does not recommend the assessment of royalties for the encroachment of the three proposed groins. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. The agent is here to represent Mr. Ellis, but I believe this is a fairly straightforward project similar to the one you saw in March. So.
Thank you. Any questions for Ben? Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it. Applicant here, represent. Did you want to say anything? Or? Could you come forward? I do need whatever you're going to say, I need to put on record if I could, please, ma'am. I need you to raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
State your name.
Mary Stevens. Okay. I'm agent for Dr. Allen. Just that the wood bulkhead would tie into the neighbors.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. While I appreciate the fact that VIMS has recommended riprap and that looks like that would be a better idea. That is outside of the jurisdictional wetlands. So I would move that we approve staff's recommendation.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Ben. The next item on the agenda is Dwayne Heitkemper, 07-1300. Mr. Owen.
Commissioner, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I think I'd have to tell you that I think I see a few more gray hairs up there from that I recall this time last year.
I would bet on it.